that there is help and it's not a death sentence.
Yolanda Sims is an HIV peer navigator and HIV patient at ECMC's clinic. Sims discovered she had the disease 20 years ago. She tells WBFO News, as a patient and clinic employee, she sees both sides of this disease.
Well, I do talk about it. I share it with the patients that I see. Sometimes I share my experience when I need to.
Sims is able to maintain her health through medication. She says the goal is to end the HIV/AIDS epidemic by 2020.
It's not scary. It's not a death sentence. It feels good to know that with new medications that people are living longer lives. So it's positive. Everything is positive.
And we are very, very proud to be able to make this presentation to ECMC Foundation.
The $20,000 Arty Awards check was handed over to ECMC's president and CEO. Leaders of Buffalo's theater lined up, explaining their support to the community in treating those with HIV and AIDS. Shea's president and CEO, Michael Murphy, noted that for over 30 years, theaters across the U.S. have been raising funds for AIDS and HIV.
It has been a very important cause for the theater community, and they have helped provide services, friendship, meals, care, research, clothing, all sorts of things that have been vital to those who have had HIV and AIDS.
ECMC's clinic and services provide those with HIV and AIDS assistance in improving the quality of their lives, managing their care, and helping to establish prevention. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.